This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian troops have entered the outskirts of the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk, the regional governor said on Monday, describing fierce fighting over the ruins of a city that has become the focus of Moscow's offensive. Russia has concentrated its firepower on the last major population center still held by Ukrainian forces in the eastern Luhansk province in a push to achieve one of President Vladimir Putin's stated objectives after 3 months of war. Nepal authorities on Monday recovered or located the bodies of all but one of 22 people who were on board a plane that crashed into a Himalayan mountainside on Sunday, officials said, and the government has formed a panel to investigate the incident. Two Germans, four Indians, and 16 Nepalis were on the aircraft, which crashed 15 minutes after taking off from the tourist town of Pokhara, 175 kilometers west of Kathmandu, on Sunday morning. Sudanese authorities freed several dozen political detainees on Monday, though others remain jailed, a lawyers group said, a day after Sudan's military ruler announced the lifting of the state of emergency imposed after an October coup. The releases included 24 people connected to the anti-military protest movement in Port Sudan and another 39 in or near the capital Khartoum, said the Emergency Lawyers Committee, which is an activist group. Colombian leftist Gustavo Petro came out on top in the first round of the Andean country's presidential election on Sunday, and will face a surprise contender, businessman Rodolfo Hernandez, in a second round on June 19th. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Shanghai authorities will lift the city's two-month-long lockdown from midnight on Wednesday, allowing private cars, including taxis, back on the roads, and people to freely move in and out of low-risk housing compounds. Bus and rail transport will also resume basic operations from June 1st, including a ferry that connects districts separated by the city's Hongpo River, the Shanghai city government said in a statement on its official WeChat account. European Union leaders are set to agree in principle to ban oil imports from Russia at a summit on Monday and Tuesday in Brussels, but after weeks of haggling, they will leave decisions on how it will work for later, diplomats said. We're going towards a deal on a sixth package of sanctions, French President Emmanuel Macron said as he arrived at a meeting of centrist leaders ahead of the summit. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Monday urged the Pacific region not to be too anxious about his country's aims after a meeting with his counterparts from 10 island nations deferred consideration of a sweeping trade and security pact. Wang hosted the video meeting with foreign ministers from Pacific Island nations with diplomatic ties with China midway through a tour of the region where Beijing's ambitions for wider security ties has caused concern among U.S. allies. North Korea has lifted movement restrictions imposed in the capital Pyongyang after its first admission of a COVID-19 outbreak weeks ago, media reported, as the isolated country says the virus situation is now under control. North has been in a heated battle against an unprecedented COVID wave since declaring a state of emergency and imposing a nationwide lockdown this month, fueling concerns about a lack of vaccines, medical supplies, and food shortages. A small charity broke ground this year on a clinic in northern Burkina Faso to care for thousands of women and children who have fled Islamist insurgents, wreaking havoc along the fringes of the Sahara. But when Russia invaded Ukraine in February, global supply chains buckled and the cost of building materials, fuel, and food spiked in West Africa. The charity's founder was forced to make a tough decision. He halted construction of the clinic with only the foundations laid. And over 20 countries where monkeypox is not endemic have reported outbreaks of the viral disease, with more than 300 confirmed or suspected infections, mostly in Europe. For more stories like these, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.